Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, ready when you guys are. Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Checking Becca's microphone.
Check, check, 1, 2.
Tanya, go ahead.
Check, check.
And away we go.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Monday fun day.
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
I'm tired.
Mark said, Tanya goes, oh, I'm scared of what I look like today. And Mark said, you look radiant. And I said, you look gradient. So you have a gray.
I'm wearing gray.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
I know. I got a good chuckle out of Mark.
Yeah, gradient.
And I feel like if Easton was here, that would have gotten a good chuckle from him too.
It.
So
yeah, it's a good one. Although I'm just saying I fear what I look like because of all the critics on the interweb.
Wow, we don't let them cause fear.
I know, but when you're in deep luteal, such as myself today, I don't know if I can handle it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You got to stay off the interwebs.
Yeah. Deep luteal premenstrual.
Oof.
It's a tough place to be for me right now.
It's a battle.
It's a battle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll tread lightly today.
Thank you so much.
How was the ski weekend?
I have to tell you.
Tell me.
Ski people are what's right in this world. I'm serious. You go skiing, you hop off your skis, you just leave them like in the ice with your poles, and like nobody steals anything. Like you just park, there's no parking spots to put your stuff. You just put it wherever, nobody takes anything. You have a nice beer with a burger and french fries.
You're drinking a beer was like, so strange to I've stared at that photo for such a long time of you drinking a beer
because you like slide down these mountains. First of all, I had like a sip of it, but you're sliding down and then like it's lunchtime and you just got to eat what's there. And what was it? It was an Airstream with Philly cheesesteaks and beer.
No, the Philly cheesesteak looked great.
Yeah.
It was just I was like, Tanya has a tall boy in her hand.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not going to lie. I embraced it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm getting really good at skiing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying it. I do feel like it is. I use this analogy and I think it makes sense. It's like the pistachio of nuts because it's really hard work, well, like to lug all the stuff around.
Pistachios are the pistachios of nuts. You're saying it's the pistachio of winter sports?
Yes. It's the pistachio of sports.
Okay.
It's hard to get to. You know, you have to put on the gear and you have to rent the things and you have to walk them to the gondola and put them on. And it's a bit of a to do, but it's so juicy and fun inside.
You follow?
Do you know what I mean?
It feels like a reach.
It's more work than the average nut.
Yes.
But it's so worth the work because it's so
fun.
Enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking about the nuts that I'm aware of. I feel like a peanut in like a peanut shell might be harder to get
than
into.
A pistachio. Do you know how many nails I've broken trying to open a pistachio?
But it's just
peanuts are like so limber. You can just like crack them by pushing them together.
You know, I was thinking as you were saying that people don't steal stuff. Like the bar is low for what makes people like what makes sad. A wholesome community.
Truly, really, you're right. It is such a low bar. But like I was thinking about it because the first day when I kind of was like getting my bearings, I was in line to get into this chairlift and I like skied right into this man and I'm like in his backside, like fully just planted and I can't back up because I can't, I'm going to roll my skis over him and he's just having a chuckle and he's like, here, no problem. Put your poles down and start pushing. Like he was just unfazed by me literally plowing into the backside of him.
Yeah.
Lined up with his family. Yeah. He was so kind. And I was like, you know what? That would not happen if I were in LA traffic.
You smashed into
somebody. They would not be so polite.
If you were in like a yoga studio and ran into the back of a sweaty yoga studio.
Exactly.
Different vibe.
Different vibes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I've only been snowboarding one time. Like I don't crave the mountain life in terms of like sporting.
Right. But I think if you got up there and like went for it, I think you would have so much fun.
Well, so I snowboarded one time and I was just kind of like, not for me. I'd rather be like, I love athletic sporting things. Like I love an outdoor activity. However, I hate being cold.
Yeah.
And the idea of having to layer stuff and not being able to move comfortably and then getting hot, and it just doesn't appeal to me in a certain way. But I'm not opposed to it. Like if I let's say Haley was a big skier, which thank God she isn't. But like let's say she was, I'd be totally game to go and learn. But
that's the thing. Like Robbie is, I am marrying a skier. Like he grew up skiing. He could ski circles around me. He's very good, and he loves it. And so, and I do enjoy it. Yeah. I really do.
You enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, when I'm in it. It's just the lugging everything. You know what I mean? It's the putting on all the layers and the lugging the skis and the poles. And like, it's such a to-do. It's not like, you know, just going for a walk outside.
Yeah.
But when you're in it and you're like, I went down a blue black for the first time.
Wow.
I know. Impressive. I know. I went with Oliver. He's 11. He's like, I think you could do it. You're really good. I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I totally ate it within like the first second of the mountain, but then I got it and I went down and I was so proud of myself.
I think next time maybe we can request that you have a GoPro attached to you.
Yeah, I do make a lot. Content. I do make a lot of noises because
I was thinking more just like you. For instance, if you eat it.
And I haven't quite mastered stopping, so I always somehow do like a 360 turn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unintentional, but it looks cool. I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's going to be my signature.
And Sunny went with y'all?
Yeah, she is not a fan of the snow. She is.
Yeah, you literally named her Sunny. Yes. She's a sunshine dog.
She is a sunshine dog. She does not like the ice. So.
Yeah. I took Phoebe and Phoebe's been in snow like one time and she surprisingly loved it. Like she's such a princess and
she
loved it.
That's so cute though. Like I had all these dreams of Sunny like frolicking in the snow and running around and like living her best life. And we would like take her to pee and she didn't want anything to do with it. She would literally just like look at it and like go the other way.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Now you know. Also, if you were in the snow more, she'd adapt to it, but...
Yeah, we're gonna force her to be a snow bunny.
Oh, you're a forcer. I was just saying, like, you know, it's not something you have to worry about a lot. But unless y'all move to... Where was the place last... When we were said if Robbie had to move somewhere... Oh, D.C.
Oh, yeah,
unless you're in D.C.
Yeah.
When you moved to D.C. Right. Oh, no, you're not going.
No, I'd move with him.
So I'd see ya.
Yeah, happily move with him.
Oh, yeah, we changed our tune.
Yeah. But I did miss you this weekend.
I know, you were very communicative about that. I got a hi, and I said hi, and then she said hi.
Oh, sorry. I mean, hi. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I did the same thing. I was like, here we go. And then she's like, and then I didn't respond to the hi. So I think she was like, okay, we got to move on from that.
Yeah, good.
And it's like, miss you. Just missing you.
Yeah.
What is it that makes you miss me?
I don't know. I think I, because I was with all boys this weekend, you know, it was like very boy centric. I feel like I was just like missing my
girl time.
Girl time. Yeah.
Girly things.
Just girly things, you know.
You were just with the bros drinking beer and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like eating a Philly cheesesteak.
I literally was like, I loved it. Like it was so unfamiliar to see you in that element. And I thought it was cute. I liked it.
Yeah. I ate all the things. Oh my gosh.
What else?
Chili.
Like, oh yeah. Oh, yum.
I love a chili in the mountain. Especially after skiing. Like everything tastes so good because you're so tired, I imagine.
Oh my gosh. Like nothing was better. French fries, burger, wow. You name it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So have you had any repercussions?
Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. It was not a good night for me on Saturday.
Shoot. Not for you or Robbie, I imagine.
Or, yeah, anyone involved.
Robbie,
yeah.
His sense
yeah,
of smell.
Yeah, it was not good, but totally worth it.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I think it's always nice when you experience repercussions, but you can still say it's worth it. That means the chili was
so good. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I might make some tonight, but like my version of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very different.
Very different.
I didn't really do anything this weekend. We did binge Love is Blind, the new season. Are you caught up on
it? Yeah, but we should get to that later because there's so much to unpack.
Okay.
I mean, now all of them are like sleeping together or like dating each other. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, I didn't know about that. Okay, yeah, save that. Yeah, we had a pretty low-key weekend. We went on a hike together and we had a pretty chill. I'm trying to think of what we did. Oh, okay. You know Ally Mackie?
Yeah.
Ally Mackie? Uh-huh. Okay. So she's in a new movie. It's called Seagrass. And so we went, she had like a screening at this theater on the West Side. And it was so beautiful. It was like one of those movies where it was just like stunning. So we went and did that. I was telling my family, I go, oh yeah. They asked what I was doing over that night. And I said, oh yeah, I'm about to get ready because we're going to, our friend has a movie coming out. So we're going to go support her at a screening. And they're like, that is so LA.
So LA.
I'm just so used to it. I don't even, you know, you have friends in this industry and they're always doing cool things. And then you're like, oh yeah, I guess that isn't a typical thing that people are doing on a Thursday night.
No. And like, that's the thing about LA too, is I feel like there's always something going on every day of the week. Mm. There's always like some sort of skin launch or makeup launch or you know what I mean,
skin
like there's
launch. new skin
just come get new skin here, but like there's always some sort of like activation happening in LA.
Yeah, it's true. So yeah, we babysat her niece on Saturday and then had a pretty chill day yesterday.
That's cute. Did it give you baby fever?
Oh no, like no. She's four though, she's not a baby. Uh-huh. I mean, she's a kid. Mm-hmm. You know. But she's so sweet. I'm definitely not in a baby fever season of my life. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, kids are so cute. And then I'm like,
what season are you in life?
With kids?
No, just in general.
I don't know. Good question.
I want to be in a head down phase of life right now.
What does that mean?
So I'll tell you what it means. I feel like the last couple weeks, there's just been so much going on in terms of just, it was Robbie's birthday. We went out of town. We went skiing. It was Valentine's Day. There was just like a lot of extracurricular things going on that took my attention and my focus. And I feel like I haven't really put my head down and just like done stuff.
Are you talking about work stuff or
work,
what?
Life? You know, like there's always just that to-do list and those things that you want to get done. And I just feel like I've just let that go for a couple weeks. So I just want to head down.
Like focus. You want to be in a focus state.
I want to be in a focus state. I don't want to be super social for a couple weeks. I just want to be head down.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Head down, focus, get it done.
Exactly.
I like it.
That's where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Catch me there in March.
Oh, in March you're waiting?
Yeah, because I'm deep luteal right now. So I need to like just be a little lazy today and tomorrow.
Mm. I feel like it's about to be a very busy couple of months in my mind. So I'm having like, I don't have a ton of work stuff going on. And in my mind, I'll go into this place where I'm like, oh no, I don't have work stuff going on. What does that mean? And I need to be working. And then the other part of me is like, it's going to pick up. So just
enjoy it.
Take advantage of the fact that you have time to just chill and rest and like focus on things that you want to do. I want to turn my garage into an ADU. So
you got to put your head down for that.
I got to put my head down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like down and like with horse blinders on.
Wait, you want to turn your garage into an ADU?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kind of glazed over that. Like,
it's an additional dwelling unit.
Oh, our neighbors did that.
Not to be confused with an IUD.
Thank you very much. That's a different thing.
Just very different things.
Yes.
Yes. Different form of birth control.
And then you would rent it out and you'd become a landlord?
No. So eventually. But this would be so when Haley moves in.
Oh.
Which is going to happen.
When?
I mean, we're already talking about just, like, getting, yeah.
Okay.
Is this a big deal? I feel like we already live together.
It's a big deal.
Okay.
She's the queen of living with someone, but not really living with someone because I have an apartment still.
Correct. But, like, I get it. Like, yes, we know you guys eventually will move in together. Like, it's not a big secret.
Well,
the fact that you're having conversations and, like, actually moving it forward.
We've been having conversations for a long time. It's just, what does it look like? Because we both technically work from home. And so she has people coming in and out of the house, like her assistant and stuff. And I don't like when people are in and out of my space.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's why we've kept it separate, because she, like, if we stay at my house, she'll go to her apartment to work, you know?
Right. And that's where she'll have people come to meet her.
So
and stuff
if
like
I
that.
Do the ADU, it can be a separate place where there's, you know, there's a bathroom, there's a kitchen, there's her space.
And going in through the side, you
exactly.
don't have to go into the house.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyways, that's a long process. But anyways, I'm wanting to do it, but that is a very like head down
but
project.
Guess what?
What?
If you just put your head down.
That's easy for you to say. I have like a tinge of some ADHD or something where I can't
focus
on things.
That's okay, because if you put your head down, you just put it down.
gotcha.
And you get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something I'm looking forward to doing. Allie's got her bachelorette and then she's getting married. It's just like a lot, which by the way, where are you at with wedding things?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
Like on the podcast?
Sure, next week. I need a little time to digest.
Oh, Ludiel.
She brought up the Thanksgiving wedding on the morning show, and listeners responded, and they don't think it's a great idea.
Well, no, I was like deep into Thanksgiving. Like, I was like locked and loaded.
Well, yeah. So I heard that from sources.
I didn't tell you that?
No.
Really?
It was an option, but it wasn't really
okay, right,
like...
Right. Because I was like, I'm fairly certain I asked you if you'd be down, and you were like, yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, then I was like, there were some birdies that were like, yeah, they were like, oh, so Tawny's getting married Thanksgiving. And I was like,
Tawny Morgan?
I'm not going to reveal my sources.
Who was the Tawny Morgan?
But I was like, oh, I haven't heard a confirmation.
It wasn't, nothing's confirmed. And it's probably not going to happen at this point. But yeah, I was very deep into Thanksgiving.
So the listeners were like, nah?
They were like, people like Thanksgiving stuff on Thanksgiving. They want their families. One said, I was at a Thanksgiving wedding in Maryland. And so I spent all of Thanksgiving in airports and it was awful. Mm. And so no, don't do it. You know, I mean, as Tanya often says, a sock for every foot. But it seems like this sock is rejected by many of the feet listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
To be honest, I don't really care about that.
Okay, well, I'm just saying they're a cross-section of, you know, your peers.
Yes.
Okay, so once you exit Ludiel, we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll regroup. But I will tell you, I finished my bridesmaid boxes and they're so cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can't. You should give it to me on the podcast so we can go through what's in there.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, you give those to your bridesmaids in advance of the wedding?
Well, I'd like to ask them to be my bridesmaids.
Oh, it's like a proposal kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah.
I see. And who is your maid of honor going to be?
You'll see.
Oh, that's been determined.
It's in the boxes.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's right.
I did like this comment from Melanie on Instagram. She said, I have been very invested in Tanya finding love and finally getting engaged. Very sweet.
Very sweet.
I say no to a Thanksgiving wedding. Many will be annoyed that out of 364 other days, you had to choose this holiday.
It really whittles down to very limited time that you can do it.
Right,
that's the problem. Because of kids and
school,
it really boils down to essentially summer, which we missed the window for this year.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Thanksgiving, and then there's like Christmas. That's really all you have.
You have, I think you have spring break 25.
Right. Well, that's
summer.
That's
you're saying for the remainder of the year.
Correct. Yeah.
In summer to do a overseas wedding is
it's too quick of notice. For
and we
people.
Aren't even lockdown overseas, right?
No, I mean, I that's ideal. Ideal is to do destination. So when you do that, it does limit it in terms of the days availability.
Right. Yeah. And you have to give your guests enough time to book.
They say 6 months is like the nice thing to do.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving would have been fine, but summer would have been too much.
Too soon. Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanksgiving was 9 months giving them 9 months heads up.
All right. Good to know.
I think we're past that now, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. we'll get a more detailed update next week.
Yeah, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Yeah. 2 weeks. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
That's a tease. Okay. So I want to. Something funny happened with me and Haley over the weekend, a conversation, and I want to talk about it, but we will do that when we come back. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/gift finder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back. So over the week, or last week, Haley had, she was reading something, and it was talking about the character being wildly charismatic and highly intelligent. And so she goes, do I come across as wildly charismatic to you? And I was like, I think that when you're...
Wait, I'm sorry, back up. Huh?
She was, okay, so she was reading a script for something and the character was highly intelligent and wildly charismatic. And she was like, do I come across as those things to you? And I was like, well... I definitely think you're charismatic when you're like on and you're talking to people. So yeah, I would say you can be wildly charismatic. And she was like, what about highly intelligent? And I was like, well, I would say you come across intelligent, but I don't know about highly intelligent. But I was starting to think, boy. I was like, I don't know who in my life comes like across as highly intelligent.
Bridget Mendler.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know her, but she, from on paper, what I've read about her, she comes across highly intelligent.
Right.
But I was trying to think in people in my life, and she was like, wow. And I go, well, do I come across as highly intelligent? And she goes, yeah, no, I guess not.
Yeah, so, I would not be offended by that at all.
That's what I said. I was like, I think I would be kind of annoyed by someone who I considered highly intelligent.
Yeah, so snotty and snobby.
I'm trying to think of who I think of as highly intelligent. I know, it's hard. Easton's very intelligent.
Yes. Easton is very intelligent. But I think he comes across intelligent. I don't know if he comes across highly intelligent.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think you're probably
right. What
about
Robbie? He's kind of smart.
He went to law school.
And like...
Yeah, but he doesn't come across like
no,
that.
No, he doesn't actually. You're right.
Yeah, it's like, I think he's very smart.
So is it a negative to come across highly intelligent?
No, I don't think it's a negative. Kind of, actually. I think it's a very specific type of personality that you come across as highly intelligent. Like, to be described as highly intelligent, to me... is a very specific personality type. Sure. And I don't know that I surround myself.
I literally can't think of one person. Like, honestly.
So I've been thinking a lot about that. And she was, I mean, it was funny. We were laughing about it, but.
Sophia.
Carson?
Yeah. She comes off highly intelligent. I think
Becca
so.
Becca doesn't agree.
I don't know. I don't know what type of personality it is in my head that I'm thinking of when I think of highly intelligent. But yeah, I mean, I'm surrounded by intelligent people.
Right. But
highly intelligent is feels different. Like a scientist esque.
I see.
Or like a doctor that like doesn't have a lot of personality but knows a lot is very informative.
Right. Highly intelligent.
Yeah. I don't surround myself with highly intelligent people. I surround myself with highly
positive,
funny, intelligent, just not highly
enthusiastic, driven, fun-loving. Yeah.
But does it matter with Haley? She's an actress, right? She can play highly intelligent. She could play highly stupid. She's an actress. She could play the whole gamut, couldn't she?
Yeah, I mean that's essentially.
It doesn't matter if she comes across that way.
I think she was trying to say. I'm looking at the script. Could I pull this off? If I'm just being myself, could I pull this off?
Oh,
and it's well,
not so
much. Need to adjust. Might really need to tap into the
acting.
Put
some glasses on, or maybe a lab coat.
Yeah. Take some lessons online.
Put your Velma glasses on and show the world how highly intelligent you can act.
Wow.
So, anyways, okay. So, I want to talk about Love is Blind, but first I want to talk about Traitors because Tanya has said that she thinks she wants to be on Traitors.
I love that show so freaking much. I love it. Like, I love it so much. Actually, the finale is this coming Thursday on Peacock.
Who's left?
And I'm so sad about it. Who's left? MJ, Pilot Pete, Trishelle, John... CT, Phaedra.
Wow.
Oh my God. I thought it was like a top three or something.
No, Phaedra. I'm missing like two other people.
Who's MJ?
MJ from Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, I don't know that.
And then I'm forgetting this housewife. This girl named Kate. She's from Below Deck, I think. And then this other housewife. I'm forgetting her name.
Okay, so there's a lot of people
like nine.
For
there's
the
a
finale.
Lot. Yeah, which is interesting. I don't really know how it works. This is my first season I've watched. But... they said that the season finale is Thursday. Can you double check that, Mark?
I can, sure. I also have the list now of who's left. John Burko?
Yeah, he's a politician.
Yeah, from England.
Yeah.
Trishelle.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Chastain.
Yeah.
Sandra Diaz-Twine. Oh, Survivor.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. How did I forget her?
The only two-time winner in Survivor history,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
MJ, Phaedra Parks, CT from Real World Paris. Pilot Pete and Sheree Whitfield from Real Housewives.
Sheree, that's the one I was forgetting.
Who do you think's going to win?
So that's the thing. There's two traitors left. Spoiler alert. Phaedra and Kate.
Okay.
If either of those two are left in the, I don't know how many end up in the end, then they win all the money, the two traitors. If they're all the traitors are gone, then the money gets split between the faithfuls. So I don't know.
Wow.
It's so good. And I just love it so much. And I keep thinking, I love playing Mafia. So I feel like I would really thrive in this show. And I like want to do it. But then I really think about it. And I'm like, maybe I don't want to do it.
The finale is this Thursday. The reunion is the following Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
I just imagine. So you have to kind of like play it cool in terms
of. Well, I would have to be a faithful. I could not be a traitor.
Yeah.
If I was a traitor, I would be killed immediately. They would know. They would sniff me out like a dog. And
there's just one look
heat.
In the eye.
Yes.
One look in the eye and they would know.
They would know. So I'd have to be a faithful. But I think I would be such an intense faithful trying to figure out who the traitors are that people would think that I was a traitor because I'm so intense that I'd probably be killed.
Oh.
You know, banished. Before.
So it could be a one hit wonder, yes. One night for you.
I think if I were on it, I would be shortly lived.
I would love to see you on a reality show.
This might be the one for me.
I would love to see it.
I would too.
But you haven't even watched it.
No, but just watch
you
it for
on
you.
A reality show.
I want you guys to watch it. I just know.
I want to watch it. I just don't have Peacock, so I have to like.
Oh my God, I'm living for Peacock right now. Between Traitors and Love Island All Stars.
By the way, Peacock, $6.
Yeah,
I know. Like it's Netflix, more of. Max, I can probably add it to something else that
probably.
I have.
Use mine. I can give you mine.
Oh, okay, great.
Just pay the $6. It's
$6. No, I'm fine to pay $6. And I feel like there's a lot of shows. It's just like, you know those things when you have your shows you watch and then it's like, oh, I have to download.
That's
this.
How I felt about getting, was it Showtime?
Yeah,
I've resisted Showtime.
And Showtime for me is one too many, damn it.
And then I needed to do Paramount Plus for Survivor, and I was begrudging doing that one too.
Yeah, they really make us work
they
watch
do.
TV.
But please watch it. Because
I would love to. I've heard everyone loves it.
Maybe you could binge it all until the finale this Thursday.
That's a big ask.
Although I don't have a lot going on.
Give it two episodes and you're going to be hooked. Do you know any of those people like CT and Trishelle?
I know CT and Trishelle.
Johnny Bananas.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
And you didn't name him, so he'd be gone.
He got killed pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of
have some spoilers. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of TV, did you finish One Day? Did you watch One Day?
I did not watch One Day.
I'm about halfway through One Day.
I haven't seen
it. Do you love it?
I'm really enjoying it. Yes.
First of all, you did not tell me that it was Leo Woodall.
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I said it's the guy from White Lotus.
Well, he's not the guy from White Lotus. The guy from White Lotus is Theo James.
There's multiple guys in White Lotus, and he was in season two. He's the guy that takes Portia into town.
I know, but he's not like one of the main ones.
No, but he's a very memorable character.
I know, but when you say the one from White Lotus, my mind goes to Theo James or the other couple that was there.
I didn't watch White Lotus, so all I've been hearing about, I'm like, who is this guy? He's so cute. And Haley's like, oh, he's from White Lotus. And everyone's saying he's from White Lotus. So that's all I know. What else is he from?
He's kind of a, not a great character in White Lotus. He's kind of a dick. Kind of a drunken dick in White Lotus.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think people liked him.
Poor Portia, But he's great in this. The scene I watched recently, and no spoilers, when he calls her from the payphone at the train station and he's weeping, that was incredibly powerful. I'm really enjoying One Day.
I'm obsessed. I follow that actress because it was such an interesting journey for me because when I started, I was like, oh, like, I don't know. She's not who I pictured, you know, because I had seen the original movie.
I had the
movie.
Same feeling, yes.
And I am obsessed with her.
Who is she?
Ambika Maud.
Ambika Maud, but she is Emma,
Emma Morley.
It's going to be very... I don't know if it's a good one for you to watch in your luteal phase.
That's what I'm like. Yeah. I can't handle. I need really
maybe
light.
Maybe in your
follicular.
Yeah.
So in like a week.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the show that I want to talk about right now. Okay. The other thing I was going to say. So Leo is dating Megan Fahey.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no evidence that they were together on their Instagram, right? They never posted about each other.
They didn't post. They were like seen kissing and holding hands and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. They were speculated. There was like. People saw them, but then it's like he's blowing up and all the girls are like going feral for him. And she posted a little,
this is my man.
Yeah, this is my man.
So good. The timing of it feels suspect.
I love it. I do the same thing.
And would you? She's also from White Lotus.
Yeah.
She was dating the Theo James character or married to.
Yeah.
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 But it's funny because there was all when White Lotus was out that they were all the talk of the town. Are they dating? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Nobody wanted to post anything then. But now all of a sudden everybody's going.
It's pretty funny.
Google eyes over.
There's like fan edits of him. I watched them. Like I watched the fan videos of the One Day characters.
And you know what I did not know?
What?
He is younger than she.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She is 33. He is 27. So that's, I mean, a pretty good distance at that age.
Speaking of, I posted a TikTok and it had a viral moment. And it was like all the sound is like, all that work and what did it get me? And my text was like, when you go on The Bachelor twice and end up falling in love with a woman.
Oh, that's good.
Anyways, it went viral. And so then, of course,
TikTok went viral?
Yeah, it got like 2 million views.
Wow.
Thank you so much. But anyways, this girl was like, is there a huge age? Because I said something. They were like, you're dating Hayley Kiyoko? Like, how did I miss this? And all the comments were like, oh, this is like 6 years they've been together. And yeah, someone was like, is there a huge age gap?
Wow.
Oh, no.
And someone was like, no, she's... Becca's 35 and Haley's 32 or something. And I was like, I commented, I was like, she got a sugar mama or something. And she was like, no, she's like, sorry, I thought Haley was younger than she was. But I was like, damn, when you go off the rails on other people's algorithm, you got to be prepped.
Yikes.
Prepped and ready.
Yeah, that would make me dark in my luteal phase. But you seem to be handling it really well.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like I look like elderly or anything. So I'm not like.
Wait, know? Speaking of TikTok, did you watch Tessa? What's her name? Tisa Kisa? Risa Kisa? Risa Tisa.
Risa Tisa.
So Risa I'm Tisa. On part 20 right
oh,
now.
Oh, wow. So you're far.
So I have been going on like like 5 mile walks and just listening as if it's a podcast.
Someone told me to listen to it 2 times.
That's
fast.
What people say. I don't.
How do you
I'm
do that
bothered.
On TikTok?
I think you just have to hold it down, or like double tap it or something. But anyways, I'm not really bothered by the speed because I'm listening to it as a podcast.
Yeah,
it is enthralling.
Yeah, I only got to part I think five or six. So I'm
oh wow.
Because the thought of 50 feels very intimidating.
By the way, Easton has watched all 50.
Wow.
Yes.
I do want to get to the end, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm like already sad about it being over because like last night I ran on the treadmill watching it.
Because I'm trying to avoid spoilers. Like I'm like, I don't know what happens.
Me neither.
And I don't want to know what happens.
But I can kind of see where it's going on a lot of the part. I mean, you can kind of see where it's going and how
right.
she's setting
I mean,
it up.
Right. Obviously, like this guy's a con artist. I get right. that. But I don't know. I don't know
where
the specifics
it blows
or
up.
Where. Yeah, yeah,
Me
yeah.
Neither.
And like, I guess I kept thinking, like, if I watch a couple, I'll get, like, a hook of, you know, and I'm like, I'm not getting it yet.
Okay, for those who don't know, there's this creator on TikTok. It's Risa Tisa.
Mm-hmm. Risa Tisa.
And she has a series called Who the F Did I Marry? And it's her basically recounting the story of how she met her ex-husband and things just went awry. And it is a captivating series. There's 50 parts to it. So
and it's
it
just
is
her talking to the camera.
It's just her talking. Yeah. But like I said, you can not have to watch it. Just put it on and listen as a podcast. And it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be made into like a Hulu docuseries or Lifetime or something.
Has to be.
It kind of takes me back to Dirty John. Remember Dirty
That's
John?
The comparison I made is yeah. exactly that. Dirty John. Yes.
Well, so if you enjoyed that.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's keep on that. And then we'll do a podcast special. We'll say spoiler alert. Don't listen if you haven't finished and we yeah. can dive into it.
Yeah. So that has really, that's been, when you ask what I did over the weekend, that was a lot of my time spent
I
catching up on
that. I was
that
too because we had the 5-hour drive to Mammoth. So oh, I was like, yeah. I'm going to catch up on some Risa Tisa.
In the car or just like, did you put your
I put my AirPods
oh, okay.
in, yeah.
I was like, shoot.
But the problem is when you're driving to Mammoth from LA, it's very mountainy. So yeah. it was like very spotty service. So I just gave up. I was like, I can't.
All right. I want to talk about Love is Blind. Do we need to take a break?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, fine. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here, you can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back. I was planning on to talk about Love is Blind earlier, but it's just so much to talk about that.
This is what happens, you know, when you're having fun and just like, oh.
girl chat just goes crazy.
See, this is what I was missing over the weekend. I'm just like shredding down the mountains, hanging loose.
Are you caught up on Love is Blind?
I am. Okay. Yes, I am.
This season is insane. By the way, there will probably be spoilers, so I'm going to announce spoiler alert before we spoil it.
Spoiler alert.
Wow. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So I would say the main story that people are talking about that I kept, the thing that made me turn on Love is Blind is I kept seeing clips from about Chelsea, Jess, and Jimmy.
Yes.
And what I kept seeing was the clip where Chelsea tells Jimmy, which this bugs me because Love is Blind is blind. You're not supposed to talk about what you look like. You're not supposed to talk about your features or anything physical.
And honestly, in previous seasons, some guys have gotten a lot of heat for trying to figure out what women look like without like expressingly asking them. They've like been dragged for that.
Really?
Dragged.
What does dragged mean?
Dragged on the internet, you know, going feral.
So she tells him that people tell her that she resembles MGK's girlfriend, fiance. She doesn't know if it's
right. Instead of like, just straight up saying Megan Fox. Why did she say that?
I don't know.
I never picked up on that. But now that you say that, I think that's so weird.
Maybe
she's trying to play it off. Like, I don't know her name.
Yeah, because like everyone knows him. Like MGK would be the person you know less than Megan Fox.
Way less.
But so, and then he's kind of pacing around the room and he stops and goes, Megan Fox?
Right.
Like you can tell he's like,
yeah, that was the thought bubble in his head.
Just like some dead in his truck.
It was.
And I think ultimately was his deciding factor in choosing her.
100%.
I think that's hard to deny. So his other option that he was debating on choosing was Jess, who's, she a realtor? What does she do?
No clue. I don't know what of these people do, by the way. Not one of them.
I guess I don't know either. Anyways, she's gorgeous. Yeah. Jess is beautiful, and they have a connection. And then he ends up saying, like, I'm choosing someone else. My heart is with someone else.
Do you feel like he said that because she had a kid?
I don't know. I think the Megan Fox thing was more of a steering.
Oh, interesting.
I do think so.
I feel like the minute she told him that she had a kid, his demeanor completely changed with her.
I don't know if that was editing. You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
Anyways, she's like, you're going to choke when you see me. Like, she was like, when you see what I look like, your face is matched. Tanya was doing, mimicking my face. And she was like, you're going to lose it when you see me. And then he breaks up with her. Chooses Chelsea. The doors open. This is my least favorite part.
That's my favorite part.
I know, it's like my favorite, but also least favorite part of Love is Blind.
You can just read it on people's faces immediately.
It is so painful that I feel like a physical ache of cringe in my body.
I could never do it.
No.
Never. For two reasons. I would never want that person to look at me and be like, oh, hell. That would crush me. And two, I could never fall in love with someone. I couldn't imagine falling in love with someone and like being, and then seeing them and they come out like, hey, Arnold, you know, I'd be like, I couldn't hide
it. No, no, your eyes would be wide.
I would not be able to hide it. Like, I'd be like,
Yeah, I would never sign myself up for this.
Never.
Because here's the thing. I think that I fell in love with Haley. Like, I do believe that I fell in love with Haley for like everything encompassing, but I think physical attraction is very, very important.
Yes. The minute I saw Robbie, my vagina was tingling. Like, so, that tells you something.
And the thing is that Chelsea is gorgeous. And Haley's like, I see the resemblance.
I actually see it too.
Me too. But I think what happened was she set herself up because his mind goes Megan Fox. He's thinking boobs, body, everything.
Everything.
You know?
Yes.
Face.
But Chelsea's gorgeous. She has features that resemble, I'm not like, I think his mind went Megan Fox, everything.
Yes. Yeah. And the thing is, like, resemble means that you just kind of look alike, like when you're drunk at a bar, or like, you know.
I will never talk about who. I would never, in a Love is Blind situation, say who I resemble or who people tell me I resemble, because it just sets everybody up for failure.
It's always going to be worse.
Well, yeah. And Tanya made the point the other day. It defeats the whole purpose of the show.
Yeah.
To say what celebrity I resemble.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Or even hair color or anything. You shouldn't go there with any of that stuff. And that should be a rule.
Right.
Right.
I think it is. Used to be.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
And didn't you say, Tanya, that Chelsea reached out to Megan Fox?
Yes. She DM'd Megan Fox.
She did? Yeah. Did she respond?
She didn't say she responded, but I guess she reached out to Megan on Instagram and said, like, sorry for dragging your name into this mess. Ha 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 ha. I'm like, I need Megan Fox to respond to this girl. Like, just to have some,
to be like, girl, you're stunning.
Yes,
like, don't
just
even.
Just to give her something. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, it just
rough.
Sucks. It is brutal.
But Chelsea was funny because she posted a TikTok that was like, it'd be really nice for anyone who has told me I look like Megan Fox to come forward now. Like, please.
She does seem to be having a
good attitude.
Good sense of humor about it, but still, it's got to suck.
Oh, yeah, it's got to suck. Like, imagine we get, like, 2 comments about how we look and we're like, can you imagine?
No.
So then I feel like the guys are lame-o this season.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is the guy who chose Chelsea, he's no Brad Pitt. I mean,
that's the thing. You know what he said he looked like?
Who?
Christian McCaffrey.
Well, I'm going to need to Google him.
That's Olivia Culpo's husband or fiance.
Yes.
No, I know. I don't know what he looks like. Oh,
he's the 49er.
I can see a resemblance there.
Yeah, I can too, actually.
Okay, but if you can see resemblance in him and Christian McCaffrey, then you can see resemblance in her and Megan Fox.
I do see resemblance in her and Megan Fox.
That's what I'm saying, but if people feel that way, like, that's equivalent. I think Christian McCaffrey's, like, so handsome. Like,
don't tell us how you really feel.
I do. I
respectfully.
Think respectfully. But are there any couples that you think are going to make it?
So here's my thing with the show, and what I feel about these men in particular this season. You saw, I honestly don't remember their names, but I think it was Jeremiah.
Jeremy?
It's
spelled like Jeremiah, though, like Jeremy.
He spent till 5 a.m. out with the other girl from the pod.
Yeah.
Like, to me, here's the thing that I think, put yourself in the situation, right? You're in these pods, you're dating people, you end up marrying somebody or getting engaged. Mm-hmm. Is there not any part of your mind that thinks, what did that other person that I fell in love with look like? Let me see what their life is like. Like, I would probably go on Instagram and search people that I found in the pod too to just see what was going on.
Yeah. I want to go hang out with them till 5 in the morning.
No. I'm not justifying what he did at all. I just feel like these people shouldn't propose if they're not certain that that is who they want to be with. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's the show. That's what makes it entertaining for us as viewers.
They need to change it.
If no one proposed, I think you'd be very disappointed in that show.
Yeah. Well, maybe they decide, like, it's not, maybe they name it something different. Like, it's not a proposal. It's like a
promise
love
ring.
Is blind libo soul or whatever. Oh. Like a love is blind proposal where you're like, I'm
libozal.
Just gonna, it's
libozal,
a libozal. Yeah. So Netflix, call me. I will give you that term. And it's a libozal. So it's not like a real proposal, but it's like, I'm choosing you to marry. So then they get married at the end.
You can call off a proposal, an engagement. You can call it off.
Well,
but what I'm saying is they don't have to get married to it. My thing is, why not see if it works with the person that they choose? And then if they say, hey, it's not working, reach out to the person that they had interest in before. Why not wait till that? Like, I think the rule should be that once you make that decision, there's no contact with, or like they shouldn't have their phones back, I think, when they're filming.
Yeah.
I think that's a big key element of why
and like,
the
same
Bachelor.
With the other guy, the one guy that was on his phone the whole time.
Oh,
I would murder.
I wanted to slap the phone
they
out of
like,
his hand.
Break up, and in 2 seconds, he's
so
like
sweet.
On his phone. I'm
while
like,
they were breaking up,
yeah.
And then he like calls someone. He's like,
hey man,
I'm coming over.
I'm like,
yeah,
ugh.
That really irked me. And she was so cute and sweet. I felt really bad for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying this season, though.
Oh, my. It is amazing TV.
Great television.
Waiting. The first season ever. It takes me back to that because I was like waiting week by week for the new episodes to drop. And I haven't done that since the first one because they've been lame.
Yeah.
So kudos to the producers because y'all have brought me back.
Oh, well, I've enjoyed all the rest of the seasons.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong, but this one is good.
Okay.
Top tier.
Top tier.
It's like Love. It's like Love Island, you know, like they're all good.
Mm. No.
They all do it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all watchable. Is that what you would say?
Yeah. Like I saw spoiler alert. I'm not going to spoil it here on the podcast, but I know who wins Love Island All-Stars and I don't care.
Oh,
I'm still just as excited to finish this season out.
Wow.
Don't care.
Wow.
Because I like forget who wins. It's like Survivor. I forget who wins.
I've forgotten every person who's ever won.
Wow.
My wife and I joke about that. We'll start a new season. I'll be like, remember who won last year? She'll be like, nope.
No,
I said, me neither.
Like the last year. Oh, no, I know D.
But
D
you're
won last
so
season.
Invested in
yes,
it at the, time,
at the time.
And then it's gone.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know. It's like a carbohydrate or something. Just you're enjoying it at the time and then it does nothing for you and it vanishes.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I love carbs.
I'm with you, but.
I love them.
Not a lot of
you know what
there.
You should listen to?
Carbs.
No, this glucose queen. She was a guest on a podcast I listened to last week. And I found her information to be very interesting and stuff that you could incorporate to make your glucose not spike so much after you eat the things that you love.
Yeah, I'll listen to her. Mark said you had something fun for me.
I just think you'd enjoy this. Tanya's heard this. Today, February 26, 2024, is the 20th anniversary of On Air with Ryan Seacrest. So very exciting around here. Tanya and I have been around for 13 and 14 years of those 20. So really only Ryan and Nick in the other room gets the congratulations for being around for all 20. But for the celebration, we pulled clips of early appearances of people on the show. And so we have an early appearance from Tanya from 2011. And I thought you'd enjoy this. And then the listeners would enjoy this because the voice is very different.
Wow. So it's pretty cringe.
I don't think it's cringe.
It's pretty
cringe. It's cute. All right. This is Tanya. One of her first appearances with Ryan in 2011, talking about how she's going to go down to San Diego and surprise her boyfriend that weekend.
Yeah. He thinks I'm going Saturday morning, but I'm really going to leave Friday.
Oh, a surprise.
You're going to surprise him?
Yeah.
Now, is that because you want to catch him cheating?
No.
Have you thought about that, though?
No. Should I?
No, Tanya. I wouldn't worry about it. I was going to say, what show have you listened to? You ever heard of Ryan's Roses?
I try to ignore it.
So you're going to go down all the way down to San Diego
on
Friday. And, mm-hmm. and what is your plan? Knock on the door?
Uh-huh.
And then what are you going to say?
Surprise!
And then that never actually ends up the way you think it's going to end up.
I just find that fascinating.
Why
she sounds like she's 8 years old.
She sounds like Gypsy Rose. Why were you talking like that?
That was her voice.
That was my voice.
What?
I know. I sound like an 8-year-old, but Gypsy Rose adjacent.
It sounds like how you talk when you're prank calling someone.
It sounds like I sucked in helium.
Yeah.
That is so strange.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. Yeah. You're so you, though. That was such a you conversation.
Yeah, surprise.
Surprise.
So how old were you then in 2011?
You'd have been 12. She was 12.
2011. So you do 2023 minus 2011 is 10.
So take 12 years away from your current age.
That would be 36, 26. I was 24.
Okay. Wow.
The length of time it took me to get that is
scary. Okay, wait, before
I'm going Saturday morning, but I'm really going to leave Friday.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds like, hi, is there, is Christopher there?
Yeah.
Okay, so last night before we go, I just happened to log on to go onto Facebook, and a girl was asking, it was an anonymous post, but she was asking to give a BJ.
Oh no.
That's what it was. How to give a BJ.
What were people's responses?
I can't say them on our podcast because they were quite just detailed.
That's what she asked. Just how do you do that? Is that
she's
that's
like, I'm trying to find the post. Of course I can't. Oh, I'm not huge into giving BJs, but I'm determined to give my husband the best one. What's the secret? What can I say on this?
Oh, like to respond and be funny?
No. I'm saying, what can I read on this podcast?
You can read whatever you want.
I can bleep away. I mean, by the way, and that's another thing. The only podcasts I know of that bleep swear words are the iHeart ones that we do. I don't know why we do it, but we do it. But go ahead and say whatever you want, and then I'll drop audio where I need to drop audio.
Okay, so she said, what's the secret? I've seen people say they suck on their man's but my husband has big and I don't want to do that. Okay? So I read it. We're like, Haley's watching TV, and I'm like, I'm just going to show this to Haley, and I'm going to film her reaction with her phone. So I get her. So
please send me the link to that. Can you send me the link to that?
Yeah, wait, let me.
And I beg of you to just respond to it.
This is a response. But first, she had a fully one. I was dying. Like the comments.
I beg you to respond to it and say something like funny.
I'm going to send it to you and Robbie because I know Robbie loves sending those too.
Loves the Facebook group.
Y'all seriously keep me. The Facebook group keeps me so entertained. And people in the comments are like, man, I love this group.
Because like, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think I'm pretty good at it.
Well, I mean, yeah, we'd have to ask Robbie, I guess.
I think I'm pretty good. I could give her a couple
tips and tricks.
Chips and tricks. Tease.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to say goodbye. We do have an Ask Banya episode for this Thursday.
Oh,
we
answered
some emails and did some chit and chatting. So that'll be here on Thursday. But we hope you have a wonderful week. If you ever have emails that you want to send, send them to scrubbingin@iHeartRadio or iHeartMedia.com.
Yes.
We love you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.